Mr. President, we cannot continue to ignore the plight of distressed school districts. We cannot continue to tell ourselves that we're holding the line on taxes in Harrisburg while funding policies that are causing massive property tax hikes at home. We cannot continue to blame teachers and underprivileged kids for lackluster academics when funding policies have left public schools high and dry. This administration's funding cuts have given our schools no choice. To make ends, school boards are laying off teachers, crowding kids into classrooms, cutting music, sports, and electives, using tattered and antiquated textbooks, and taxing people on fixed incomes out of their homes. Just last night, Mr. President, the Stow Rock School District announced more furloughs and more program cuts. And this isn't the first time the district has had to go down this road. Mr. President, you can attribute it to the loss of stimulus dollars if you want, but that doesn't help the districts absorb a nearly $1 million state funding cut or the loss of $1.3 million in subsidies. Stow Rocks and other struggling districts have had to empty their reserve funds and rely on shrinking locals' tax and property bases to try and make up what the state has taken away. If you talk to local school administrators from these districts, they tell you that their fixed costs make it impossible to implement the kinds of cutbacks that would have nullified the Corbett funding cuts. Adding insult to injury, Mr. President, they also tell you that the state's lopsided charter school funding formula is bleeding them dry. Stow Rocks had to pay out over $3 million to charter schools last year. Mr. President, regardless of who you choose to blame for the huge cut in state support, we cannot continue to ignore the problem. We cannot continue to tell financially distressed schools like Stow Rocks, Aliquippa, McKeesport, Chester, and Harrisburg that they're on their own. They are trying to educate their children, but no longer have a local tax base capable of shouldering a larger share of the funding burden. Most of them are nearing financial collapse. They have no means to raise the money locally. They have already cut educational programs to the bone, and no one wants to merge with them. Surrounding districts have no interest in inheriting educationally deprived kids from Rust Belt towns that this administration refuses to give a fighting chance. Mr. President, we need to take a good look at how we fund our schools. It's time we recognize this crisis and begin providing adequate resources and tangible support. It's time we revisit the charter and cyber school funding formulas and take a good hard look at how it impacts school budgets. And it's time we take a good hard look at our schools that are in financial peril. Thank you, Mr. President.